Just 4 months out from an election, Tony Abbott will tonight have an opportunity to launch a key pitch to voters when he delivers his budget reply speech. The opposition leader says Australians will get a better idea about where the country will be heading under a coalition government. Mr. Abbott has already made it clear he will not be outlining any costings, arguing the government's budget figures can't be trusted. From Canberra, here's Samantha Hawley.
If you believe the opinion polls, he's the Prime Minister in waiting. And tonight, Tony Abbott says he wants to show Australians a government led by him will be honest and competent.
That's the challenge that I've set for myself.
The opposition's been arguing Labor's budget can't be trusted.
This year, they've overinflated the revenue again.
The opposition's climate action spokesman, Greg Hunt, is accusing the government of fudging the figures. He says revenue forecasts from the carbon tax are inflated by $6 billion, meaning it's goodbye to the predicted surplus.
And the reason is very simple. The carbon price in Europe today is $5.57 for delivery in 2016. The government has picked a figure out of the air, which is well over double that figure.
Well, it's known as a forecast, though, isn't it? The price can change.
Well, last year, the government got the forecast wrong.
So who comes up with that figure in the budget? Who comes up with the forecast? Is it Treasury or is it the government?
Well, it's quite interesting. I bumped into a senior official not long ago and said, how did you get the figures so wrong? And the official eyeballed me and said, the only set of figures over a three-year period, which are truly the bureaucracies, are what are called the pre-election economic forecasts. They cannot be believed, and the surplus is a myth.
That's a very serious allegation, though, isn't it? You're saying that Treasury is advising the government in one way, the government is completely ignoring Treasury advice, fudging the figures to make the bottom line look better. You are certain that you will be able to approve that quite serious assertion against this government.
The government is fudging the figures, and the proof was in Tuesday night's budget.
Greg Hunt says if elected, a coalition government would introduce legislation to repeal the carbon tax in the first parliamentary sitting week, and he says it would still deliver associated tax cuts.
We will have a package during our first term of modest, affordable tax cuts without a carbon tax.
But the budgetary details of any tax cuts won't be revealed by Tony Abbott in the Parliament tonight. Mr. Abbott says he'll be waiting for the Treasury and Finance figures released 10 days into the election campaign before revealing any costings. But he will benefit from some known savings. This close to an election, it's rare, but bipartisanship emerged in the Parliament last night.
We will not frustrate this legislation.
The government frontbencher Kevin Andrews revealed the coalition's support for a rise in the Medicare levy to help pay for disability care. It passed the reps and now heads to the Senate.
Samantha Hawley.